This is Stuart Moxham of The Gist, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre.
You can go there with your family, and you can meet new friends in the library. When you're at the library, you can read lots of books, and you can find any book. There are lots of Dog Man books, which are my favorite books of all. When I go to the library, I read them, and that's why I like the library.
I'm also on a radio show at the library, and there was also a video making workshop that I did, and I did some animation, and I made a lot of new friends, and I laughed a lot, and it was really fun. My main reason of coming here is because it's books. Of course, it's a library, and I really like the wide selection of books, and they have computers and all sorts of stuff. They also recently did a mural painting thing where they painted the computer room in the back, and I got to be a part of that, and it was really fun. It looks really cool now, and I just really appreciate the library for being here, and if I had to choose between this library and any other one to go to, I would choose this one. I really like the Hudson Area Library, and I hope that it stays running for as long as I live, or maybe even longer, because I know a bunch of people that love to read.
The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
Wayfarm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wayfarm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanituck, the great ebb tide river also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News.
Clinging to hope at the gates of climate.
And now, here is your WGXE Weekend Weather Report. On Sunday, showers are likely, with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 61 degrees and a north wind at around 9 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 53 degrees. And on Monday, a chance of showers, partly sunny, with a temperature high near 65 degrees. And that's your weekend weather report from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia counties.
But now on the line, I'm got Sarah Hannah Shrestha, the Ulster County state representative, who is been busy with Central Hudson for almost all of your term, I guess. It seems like there's been one problem or another with Central Hudson.
That's right, yes. You know, issues with Central Hudson bills is the most common thing that people call our office for. And now that Central Hudson has requested rate increases that are quite high compared to what they've increased in the past, and quite high also considering the fact that utility debt is increasing all over the nation, but also especially in New York in the Central Hudson territory. According to Central Hudson's own testimony, the utility, you know, debt for more than 6 days has increased by more than 1,000%. So right now we are making sure that people know that this rate case is happening, first of all, and that they can make a comment. But also we're doing a total of 7 town halls in our district because we want folks to know why the energy system is set up the way it is and what our long-term fights can be in beating corporate utilities.
All right. So that's a nice conversation here. We can start with Central Hudson, or I guess the Public Service Commission, said that there were going to be in-person hearings on the rate increases. There haven't been any yet. They had their final two online public hearings about rate increases today, right? Are there going to be in-person public hearings?
Yes, they have agreed to an in-person hearing, but they haven't, you know, secured a venue and confirmed the details yet. We don't know where it's going to be. But the rate case actually goes on for about 11 months, typically, and there will be more opportunities to comment once there has been some sort of proposal for moving forward. So there will be different stages for commenting. But that's why we are sort of getting a start early, because I think the more effective people can make a case against these rate increases, the better our chances will be.
And is it true, typically utilities ask for large rate increases, not expecting to maybe get the entire amount? They're asking for like 19% and 16% on electricity and gas, I think it is. Or I got it backwards.
Yeah, so actually... To answer your question first, I don't think we can make that assumption because Con Edison just had its rate case and they got more than what they originally asked for at the beginning of the rate case. And the reason they got more is because of inflation. However, it's possible that Central Hudson is not expecting to get all of the increases, but they will be making a strong case for those increases. And, you know, the numbers you cited just now is for the total bill, which includes the supply side, which Central Hudson has little to do with. Central Hudson doesn't.
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
Hello, WGXC listeners. This is Matthew Vinny Harrington, Camp Hill Hudson Community Dinner Return. Come one, come all. Community Dinner is back at Camp Hill Hudson on Tuesday, September 5th at 5:30 p.m. in evening time at our Solaris building at 360 Warren Street, Hudson, New York. Come experience community meal, new people and old friends over a fresh prepared meal with lovely vegetables meal by local volunteers. We'd be glad to see you there, and please bring a friend.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit mohican.com.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show traveling series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up, and didn't know where he was.
I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have a different idea on airwave. Airwave belongs to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now.
This is Paper Tiger Radio, special radio station. Telephone number is 212-420-9045.
Pedimos que por favor reporten al 420-9045. Estamos midiendo la fuerza de esta transmisión, una nueva emisora.
This is great.
That's but I have all the VHS
independent narrowcasting.
Less than it costs to buy a real good radio.